Sanderson Pants Podcast, episode 232 for Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Lisa's dancing. We're going to try this again. So thanks for joining us.
I'm not in charge of any of the technical stuff.
That's, oh, my goodness.
Just saying. Jessica, Aziza, you should have audio now. So, yeah, I was dancing. Who doesn't like dancing letters? I'm all about it. I'm feisty. Deal with it.
All right.
Got back from Raleigh. It was busy. I mean, Raleigh's a good show generally, but Friday was busy.
It was busy. It was insane. Insane?
No. Uncharacteristically so, or?
Well, you know.
It's not the right word, but.
I get what you're saying. I mean, Friday at the Raleigh show is probably busier than Fridays at many shows.
Not Dallas.
Not Dallas, because Dallas is only 2 days. So, but this was actually Friday was our best day at the show.
No wonder I was exhausted. Thank God we didn't have the auction that night. I would have fallen asleep.
Yeah. So it was beautiful weather. It was in the 70s and 80s every day.
Was it? We didn't go out. So.
We barely went out. By the time we did get out, it was much cooler.
Yeah.
60 degrees or ish.
Actually, we got in Thursday night and couldn't set up or chose not to. We were tired. And we found this great little restaurant not too far from the hotel that had apparently a huge beer menu.
Yeah, this is a 10:04, by the way, if those keeping track. What was the name of this place? I don't even remember the name of the place.
It's on our credit card statement.
It's on our credit card statement, right. Yeah, no, it was a huge beer menu. It had must have had 25, 30 beers on tap, and most of them local.
Food was good. It was not expensive.
They had little misters. Was that the place that had the misters? No, that was Saturday night.
Yeah.
But a nice little patio.
Yeah, it was really what we needed after a long drive and got to the hotel, checked in, took a nap, and then ate. So that was a nice way to kind of ease into things. And then Friday morning, got to the hotel early, started to set up, and it was busy.
Yeah, and it's on Friday, it was open to the public at, what was it, noon?
1 o'clock? Noon or 1, yeah.
Something like that. So it was nice to actually get in there early. Normally, most years, we're getting in there right...
off the road.
Right off the road. So we were able to get things set up in time. Friday's always that. I always say it's a good day for people to get in. If you actually want to talk to people, Friday's a good day to do it because... You know, Saturdays can get very busy, and I realize not everybody can take off of work, but, you know, you got vacation days, so use them.
Okay. Whatever.
So, what do you want? I just put a couple things down. I don't know if you want to.
Friday was busy, and then we had a really fun dinner with David Parker. That was Friday night, right?
Yeah, it was Friday night, yep.
Fig Boot. And we went to... Where'd we go?
Some Italian place. That's the place that we walked in, and they had like these little outdoor seating areas, and then some places they were misting. I thought that was kind of interesting. But.
It was nice to get out and breathe some fresh air. Sometimes, you know, we never leave the hotel, so it was nice to be outside. It was warm. We had a great dinner, great conversation. David's wonderful. We had a really good time.
Talked about his visit with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That was cool.
It was fascinating. Super guy, and he's maybe the luckiest. I'm just going to call him the Mont Blanc finder. We had stories about what he's found two or three different Mont Blancs.
Oh, my God.
Ballpoints.
Or been given them.
Yeah, or been given them.
Has he had to pay for one?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So.
That's the kind of luck you want.
And two of them were Burgundy.
Yes, hard to find.
Hard to find Burgundy, but anyway, that was fun. Saturday was a long day.
Yeah.
You know, so you get up early, and it's the big day, and it's 8 to 5.
Which doesn't sound that bad, but it gets long.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems good because Friday was till 7 o'clock, But yeah, 8 to 5, and then we had dinner with Mike Madison and Jim Rouse, Mike from Ink Dependence, and Jim, of course, from Franklin Kristoff. And then the auction after that. So, I mean, it's a long day. We didn't leave the hotel till about 11:30 at night. But
it was a long auction.
Lots of people. It was pretty busy. Surprisingly, on Saturday, yeah.
Again, uncharacteristically, it was a little better attended than in past years. You know, often the auction attendees are 10 of the same people. And maybe a couple mm-hmm. others, but the room was almost full. It was nice to see a lot of different people.
Yeah, for a while until people started kind of fading out at the end. But you're getting a little bit of a younger crowd coming into the auctions, I think, mm-hmm. and some collectors. People wanted to pick up a couple nice pens for their collection. A couple people maybe starting to do some resale, it seems, trying to get things at wholesale prices. But I know we were having some bidding wars between myself and Brian McQueen over a bunch of Esterbrooks. I don't think he actually won a single one, but he might have got one at the end there. I'm not sure, but
he got enough other stuff.
He got enough other stuff. Yeah, so I came home with a pocket full of Esterbrooks, a couple of nice ones in there.
I worked the auction and. You know, there's a lot more to it than just sitting there and you write down a number once in a while. And it's a lot of work, according to Ben. I looked up, you know, I'm trying to catch up from the page before taking things apart. And they said, you know, sold to bidder number one. And I'm like, what? Brian.
Hi.
I need to pay more attention to you.
Yeah, that one, that first one, yeah. was unexpected for Lisa, but
yes, it was. I missed that down. Out. Wait, how much?
Well, see, there was a grouping of nice, very mm-hmm. nice pens that I wanted. I missed out on a John Holland saddle filler, very early screw cap variant, weird variant with a long section. And for the saddle fillers, I think I've got a review on one in the blog. The first versions were slip caps, and then they came into a threaded version, but it had a really, really short section. Like, it almost looks like it's half the size it should be. This one had a really weird long section, so I thought it'd be really great to add that variant to my collection, even though it didn't have the right nib, and it, the price was just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And so I missed that, and then there was, I forget what else was in that grouping, but the last one on the list was a modeled hard rubber, red and black modeled hard rubber, more safety. And it was in excellent condition. It was an earlier safety because the mechanism on the back was shaped a little differently, has a couple breather holes in it. Patent applied for on the cap. Little tipping issue. Yes, it had a nib. The people were, you know, making jokes
giving you
about
a hard
that.
Time yep. about that. Yep.
But there was tipping missing from one of the tines. I thought I had a replacement nib for it, so I bid. It I got it for a ridiculous price. No cracks. Nothing.
Oh, you won it?
I did win it. Yeah, that's the one that you didn't expect me to win.
All right.
I bring it home. I go because I have
and
a modeled hard
have
rubber.
Any
no, well, see, I have. A modeled hard rubber more safety with no cap. And as many of you vintage guys know, guys and gals, finding a modeled hard rubber cap is basically impossible. You're not going to find it. And I take it out, and not only is the pen a different size.
of course
the
it
nib,
is.
The nib is missing like half of a tine.
Oh,
so,
my God.
But at least I now have one that's complete. That can be fixed. Moving right along. there were some nice Esterbrooks, Visumasters, which are the striped plastic with visulated sections. Some they had without visulated sections. So
a lot of modern stuff, like vintage modern.
Yeah, like retro. What would you call that? Recently modern? Visconti Manhattans, like 90s, 20 years old, maybe?
Probably.
Some
20,
Pelicans. 25. You know, the green transparent Pelicans. What else was there? There's a lot of stuff in boxes, which apparently is troublesome. I would say this is one of the rowdiest auctions I've been to in a long time. I mean, everybody was just...
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's just such a long day. And a lot of the vendors go, and vendors are tired, you know?
Yeah, there were some heated...
Some banter.
Banter.
Lively banter.
Heated... Banter. I just started, you know, it, like, all right, let's move on. And I just started bidding the first bid just to get this thing moving along.
There was an Esterbrook case, and you bid on it, and you said $50. And I'm thinking, oh, I just about jumped out of my seat because we have one, and I don't need another one. And I don't know where we would put it. And I was worried we were actually going
to
win it.
No. Just let's get this crap moving along. I want to go to bed. And... I'm there until the very end, until the very last person pays, and Brian as well, since we ride together.
We ride together.
Well, we weren't staying at the show hotel, but it, you know, you pay and then you leave, and we're there till the bitter end, and it was like, come on, people, let's just, I'll give you $50, let's just get this started.
Yeah.
And, several times it was, you know, 50 to me and then 60, and then they'd look back at me. I'm like, no, I'm just starting it.
Yeah,
right. I don't care what it is. Let's just move it along.
No, so there was some cool stuff in the auction. It's always a good time, and, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Terry auctions are the best, though. I like them better than any other auction on the circuit. They're just he knows how to handle the room and the crowd, and he's so level-headed. And every once in a while, he throws a little random quip out there, and you know, everybody loses it. But
anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to talk. That's not
it's
so anyway. That was the auction. On Saturday, we got out about 11:30, and yes. I think we finally hit the sack about 1 o'clock in the morning. And thankfully, Sunday doesn't start till 11, so that was nice. We got
a little bit of rest,
because we went to bed so late. But let's see other interesting things. I almost unexpectedly bought a Sailor Andy Lambrow Classic Pens.
You did not.
LB5 prototype. Well, it ended up in your hands.
Yes, it was in my hands first.
And
I'm like, I don't
you just looked at me like, do you want it? I'm like, I'm supposed to make a decision on the spot.
Yes, you are. Because if you don't want it, I'm going to give it back and get it out of temptation.
And for a second there, I wasn't sure what was going on. And... it was the, I don't know the names. This was the light brown version of the LB5. But it was a prototype. It's King of Pen. Standard nib. It doesn't have a cross point or anything like that. But beautiful looking pen. But eventually it was offered to me first before it went out for sale. But eventually I passed on it.
Did it sell?
I don't think it sold.
Oh, it'll come back to
I was told it was mine. If I needed to wait 10 years, it was mine after 10 years. So
I know how much it is.
We know who has it. So I passed on that.
Oh, thank God.
I don't really think there was much else that was. I mean, there was some interesting stuff.
No.
Do we want to talk about the thing we got that we're nobody's going to watch it downstairs?
Oh.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. So we collect Schaefer in the. This is probably about the 50s, 60s era. We don't have exact date on.
Oh,
that.
I thought we were talking about something else. We got the coolest thing.
About?
I was so excited.
What are you talking about?
Yep, you.
Oh no.
We some of you may know or may remember that when we opened the store. A number of people gave us things, or we were actively looking for things to decorate the store with, and we won the Happy Couple. The Happy Couple. The wedding.
I don't think that's the official name.
No, I think
that's
it's
just
wedding.
What we call it. Yeah, it's wedding.
A probably 15-inch high Schaefer point of sale or display statue. And later we collected two others. And we knew that there were six, and we could never remember all of them. And so now we know all of them.
Now we know them all.
But at the...
Well, and we should explain. These have a big broad base, and the idea is you would put...
A box set.
Like a box set, and you would open it up. And they're all for the for gift-giving occasions.
Wedding, back to school, Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduation, and Christmas.
And we think that's it.
Yes.
I don't know if there's any more, but I think that's it.
And we had, so we had purchased the wedding first, then we picked up Mother's Day.
And that was in Bird's store.
That was in
Bird Heiserman's store, yeah.
Yes, Penhaven.
Mm-hmm.
Then we picked up Mother's Day and Father's Day. I don't remember which was first. And then in Raleigh...
Father's Day.
We were...
Mother's Day.
So excited that we found Back to School. And so we bought that from a friend.
And in good condition, too.
In very good condition.
That's the thing with these, is that they're so intricate and they're so easy to break a hand off or a nose or an elbow or a foot or something. This is pretty perfect.
Yes. So we were excited. That's downstairs now. And we have a line on the two remaining ones. But if you know of anyone who has either graduation or Christmas, please let us know.
Please let us know, yeah. So I don't know that we're going to be able to get the two that I've scouted out. But
we're going to try.
We'll try, you know. But it's we're kind of playing a little trick, not a trick. We put them up with the rest of them.
We put the statue up downstairs in the store. We didn't tell anybody that it's up, so we're waiting to have somebody comment.
So if nobody comments by Friday, I'm just going to say, hey, you know.
There you go.
Did you guys notice it? So anyway, it's cool. They're super cool. If you ever get a chance to visit the store, take a look at them. You don't see them very often. They're pretty scarce.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, when you're done with them, who's going to carry this thing around? It's bulky. It's big. It's heavy. But it's neat. It says Schaefer's in gold on the base, and they're just neat. They're just really cool.
Yeah.
What else?
We picked up some stuff in Raleigh.
Yeah, a couple things. I'll hit the first one first because I didn't write it down. And you'll see this. This will probably show up next week on the website and in the mailer. But Wall Eversharp now has two new Technique pens.
Oh, those are pretty.
And I like the Technique. The Technique is the aluminum, all aluminum model. It's ribbed on the cap. It's a nice looking pen. I like it. Orange and red.
Mars red.
Was that what it's called? Well, they just handed them to me. So
he's still deciding on names, which is, from a retailer standpoint, a little annoying. Just pick a name before you give it to us, and then we put it up on the site, and then you change your name. But there's a red, he called it Mars red, and a really pretty, like a burnt orange. It's not a bright
orange.
It's sort of like the Lamy copper orange.
Yep.
I haven't compared them, but it's...
Gold trim on both.
Yeah, it's pretty. They're both very pretty.
I think the orange is going to be the bigger seller on that one, because it just jumps out at you. It's so nice.
But the red is nice. It's sort of like a brick red, a deeper metallic red.
It's nice to see a little color in that lineup, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
The other lines have different colors, but this one is Technique's got black, gray, and blue, and that's it. So now we've got red and orange, and stay tuned for that. Photos being shot as we speak, but standard steel nib, ceramic coated. It's kind of soft. You can get some line variation. Fine medium nib only on those, but they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
So that we got that.
Then we picked up.
Then we decided. You know, a couple of you, you might know that years ago we used to carry Tasha pens, staccato, legato, the music themed ones, and I think a couple others. And they did okay, and we decided to kind of move on, and we took another look this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And we came home with two new lines of pens, the Spectrum and the Pinnacle.
And they're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice. I feel confident in these. Especially on the Pinnacle, which is a metal pen, very similar in appearance to the Technique, actually. It's all aluminum cap and barrel, But the section, the nib, the feed, the converter is all Sailor.
It's all made by Sailor.
All made by Sailor.
That's very cool.
In fact, the section is interchangeable with the Pro Gear Slim. Steel nib, of course, it is stamped Tascha, but it's a nice looking nib, two-tone nib, fine, medium, broad music. Really nice. And the Spectrum is a transparent.
Pretty colors.
There's a teal that's a little too close to the peacock for my taste, but I think it's nice. You know, we're talking $120, $128.
There's a
pretty decent price, I think.
There's a blue and
a red.
A red.
The Spectrum.
Again, kind of a brick red. Very pretty.
And the Pinnacle's got that kind of a matte frosted blue.
The blue nice. In the Pinnacle reminds me a little of the Kaweco All Sport.
Oh, yeah.
In the blue.
Yeah, sure. So.
There you go.
We should put those together and kind of mix them up. But so anyway, those will be appearing pretty soon. We're waiting on the order to come in. We've got a couple of them here. But nice pens. They did well. They had good reception. I like that they're getting some input from Sailor on those. So those you'll start seeing.
Pen rolls?
Pen rolls. Okay. So
let's talk about
Tascha pen wraps. I'm going to put one up on the first one up here.
These are gorgeous. We've had these for a while. And this one, is it this one?
This one, yeah. They make 4 and 8 pen wraps. This is the Midnight Sakura, which is my favorite. And I've wanted one for some time. I have one right here. And I decided I was just going to pull the trigger. And I grabbed one for myself literally the day before the show. I needed a wrap to put some testers in, and I just took it. Took it out of inventory. I get to the show. And while we were there and I was placing my order, I said, I'd like some more of the Midnight Sakura. And it says, it's discontinued.
No!
So the good news is, it's beautiful. It's this light purple, dark purple. It's got a little bit of gold and a black wrap. It's just, and the inside is blue velvet. Really a beautiful wrap. It's nice. They come in 4s and 8s, like I said. But the nice thing is they're seasonal, and they're going to be coming out with more.
Excellent.
Different patterns, different colors. So that's good. But if you like the Midnight Sakura, let us know, because I think we only have one left. We got a couple more coming in. I think they only had two, actually.
And we bought everything they had left.
And we bought them all. So if you like that pattern, I would jump on it now. No idea what the new pattern is going to be. There are going to be some new, we're going to bring home some silk.
Mm-hmm.
They have some very nice silk wraps. And those also, they do a run, and then they come up with a new pattern. So they're constantly cycling some wraps throughout the year or the, you know, couple of years. So that's news on the wraps. That's the wrap.
That's the wrap on the wrap.
Ba-dum-dum-tsh.
Touching base on the Lamy Extra Fine nib units, I know that there's been a lot of talk on different boards and blogs and whatever. Lamy Extra Fine nib units and pens with extra fine nibs, they kind of took a little break for a little while. The production couldn't keep up with the demand. And so a lot of people kind of panicked. It's only until next month.
Yeah, so we
don't
had,
wig out.
We had the spare nibs on order, and they told us, what, last week?
On the first.
They're shipping early July, which as of today means 3 weeks. So not quite as dramatic maybe as some people are making it out to be.
It's just a temporary little pause to let them get caught up. But yeah, we got confirmation that what we ordered will ship in early July. In the meantime, we do have quite a few pens that just came in with extra fine nibs.
Okay.
Yes. So check those out, including more Petrol pens, not the ink. That is gone.
All right. Nice segue. Speaking of ink.
Look at me.
Look at that.
I segued.
Look at that. Everybody knows what this bottle is. Big gold label. What is that?
Robert Oster. Slow down, babe. Robert Oster came out with seven more new inks. Which we
received. I wrote them down this time.
Which we received just before we left for Raleigh. And he sent me an updated price list that had two or three more new colors, and that will come in next week. So just a constant influx of ink. But the newest Robert Oster inks that we had in, the Blue Water Ice, which at the moment is now sold out.
Yep.
We will have more next week. Eucalyptus Leaf, gorgeous, gorgeous green. That's really pretty. Golden Brown, which is actually more of a dark brown than a gold brown, but pretty shade of brown. Maroon Mustard, Plum Nut, Ride Green, and Sublime, which has been very popular. So those are all in various states of stockage.
Stockage.
That's right. Good, right?
So, yeah, but they'll be here next week? Is that what?
Yes.
They ship fast from Australia.
They do now. He's finally on a, since he's doing more and more, he's finally on a better pickup schedule.
Okay.
And I love Retro 51, and we got in a bunch of new pens. Some of these, I believe, are already sold out, but we have more on order,
yeah.
And they'll be here next week as well.
So this is an annual thing, right? It's usually after the New York Stationery Show, or at the New York Stationery Show, mm-hmm. Retro 51 announces a little cleanup of their line every year, and it's usually a half a dozen to 10 pens.
Yep.
For whatever reason, this year they announced those Slims early.
Yes.
And then two of them disappeared, and we got three more. So, or the Slims came last year, but they announced three new Slims early this year. This one is pretty cool. They got two new Big Shots.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the fat retro, and this one is the cigar. It's really cool. It's got texture. It's got that band, a band from the cigar on the barrel.
It's got texture, so it sort of feels like a cigar with the tobacco leaves. Very cool.
You know, it's got that dark copper, the Lincoln almost,
yep.
The antique copper kind of finish.
Nicely done.
I like this one myself.
The Big Shot Black Titanium.
It's cool. That's cool. It's really, I like
it. It's way too fat for me.
Well, it's cool. It's a neat pen. Retro's been playing with titanium for a number of years, and so this is a nice addition. So two new Big Shots. There are two new additions to the, I guess this is the Vintage Metalsmith collection.
The cursive, which is awesome, with kind of a white or an off-white background and some lines and then letters and numbers.
So you could learn cursive by buying this pen.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool.
So. And that one's been real popular.
And then this one's
the most
popular.
The Statue
of Liberty is gorgeous. It's kind of a light green, which is
oxidized
the color.
Copper.
It's the color that copper oxidizes to. And then the engraving is in a metallic copper color. So it's the Statue of Liberty. It's crazy popular.
Is this like acid etch? Is that what this would be considered?
I think so.
Yeah. So it's got a little texture to it as you. You're holding the Statue of Liberty.
Very cool.
It's very neat. Yeah, it's very patriotic.
They did a really good job, as usual.
I don't imagine this one's. Well, this could stay in the lineup for a while. I think I would like to see this one stay up.
This has been hugely popular.
Always good to be patriotic. Two new fountain pens, which is great because the lineup has kind of been black, silver,
the white
Lincoln.
Nickel, yeah.
Yeah. I need a little color, and
they
I think
delivered.
They picked the two best colors they could have picked.
The Peacock, which is shown here, and real pretty, blue with a little bit of green.
A hint of green. Yeah, it's more blue, I think, than teal. But
pretty color, well
great.
Done. And then I love the orange.
That's my cue for
getting
the thing here. I thought we were going to expand on that a little bit more, but... It's a fountain pen, it's blue, it's orange.
Cartridge converter, takes standard international cartridges, just pretty colors.
Are you expanding?
Yeah, I'm expanding. No, you're right, they haven't had too many super exciting things beyond the Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
In the fountain pen lineup, they had the Black Cherry, which is discontinued, and the Blue Marlin, which was discontinued. Mm-hmm. That was pretty.
And I think the silver is going away.
The white nickel.
The white nickel is going away, which but is I really liked. I thought that was a nice.
We could get you one.
Well, you know.
I know. Or you could get one.
You know, or you could get one.
But I like the colors. I think they did a good job picking them out. And, you know, the execution with the silver trim is just really pretty.
You know, this one's not too far off. We should put this one next to the new Wall Eversharp.
Ooh.
The Technique and the Copper Orange and see.
Compare.
Because they're really, it's such a great color. It's really a nice, nice color.
Somebody in the chat, Jessica in the chat, is asking how they write. You know, they're decent little writers.
They use Schmidt nibs.
They.
I think they're using Schmidt now.
This is not their core focus. In their Retro 51 lineup, that is more the ballpoints and the rollerballs. They are working on making some changes down the road, perhaps, to these, but. Out of the box, they're decent little writers.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm. We've been kind of. I won't say we've been instrumental, but we've had discussions about if we could change the Retro 51 fountain pen. How would we do it, and how would we make it better? And I think they're seriously looking at those suggestions.
Yes,
I think it would be.
Yes,
it would be a nice change.
But any kind of change like that doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, and they use. It should be noted they use like a size 5.5.
Yes.
Nib. So the standard number 6 Yovo nibs don't fit. And that's one of the things
the
I'm
limitation.
Like, yeah, that's a limitation there. So, but they do, we get them in medium. You can get them in fine. You know.
We haven't tried them.
Yeah, they're nice. We got a couple of people in the club who have the phones, and they're really nice writers. So.
My mom has one.
Your mom's got one.
Yeah.
She's got a phone?
My mom has the prism.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The one that looks like a quilt.
It looks like her quilt. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Next week, we are moving the live podcast a half an hour later.
To 10:30 a.m. Central Time, those of you keeping track.
So there's that. So if you see it, if you come in early and we're not here, well, that's why. grab an extra cup of coffee and join us at 10:30 next week.
And I think that's going to be a permanent move?
Well, you know, nothing's ever permanent, but we're going to try that for a while. I know there's I could use an extra half an hour in the morning to get ready, and there's also another podcast on Wednesday morning, so it allows people to be able to hit both podcasts in the same day. So, which makes me wonder is, are any of you guys getting any work done? Because
if all you're doing is
listening to podcasts for the first 2-3 hours in the morning. But anyway.
We're doing something wrong.
We're doing something wrong. Yeah, I don't know. So there's that. Anything else we want to chat about this week? We got some exciting stuff coming up next week.
Oh,
super
my God.
Exciting stuff that actually we won't even be able to talk about next week until the week after next week. So
it's killing me. No, it's all good. We're home for 2 months, sort of, so that's exciting. Trying to take care of a lot of stuff around the store, around the house. We may not have a podcast the last week of June.
Last week of June? Why is that?
After my surgery.
Oh. We could have
shoulder
one.
Surgery.
We could have
could
one.
Do
that
it by
would
yourself.
Be that would be really fun. It'd be really fun. I get someone else here to sit in.
Whoa.
That might be interesting. Guess we could have a guest host.
There you go.
We could have a local
that
guest host.
That would be great.
Who can we convince to do it?
Kim or Steph?
Get Kim to do it. Steph to do it.
Or Eric.
Or Eric.
You and Eric.
We'll find somebody
lot.
Up here
yeah.
to do it, maybe, if,
that'd be fun.
If you can't do it. So.
But anyway, just trying to get some stuff done around the house.
I think spring's here.
Finally.
Road construction
it's nice.
In front of the house is almost done,
yes.
So that'll be nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just grateful to be home for 2 months.
Yeah, home. You should see the schedule. It's like every week's got a bunch of stuff on it.
But at least we're not at a show and we don't have to pack anything.
But not until July. So.
That's it.
That's it.
I think we're done.
Thanks for joining us this week. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
And we forgot to mention we've got more Wall Eversharp ink.
Is coming.
Yes. On
it's
the
coming.
Way.
So
we've been out for a long time, and it was cool to see more of that. I thought he was done with it,
yep.
And so we did bring that home. Follow the blog for news. our very cool ink reviews, also sorts of other stuff, including our new video series.
Nib Noobs. Well, there's three, so I think it's officially a series now.
Kim and Jason are so awesome.
Although the question came up is that after a certain point, they're no longer newbies, so what do you call it then? Call it Nib Dudes?
She's not a dude. Nude. Nib Peeps, I don't know. But check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.